Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. This is the third Monday in the season of Easter in the church calendar. Practicing our rhythms of grace and mercy and kindness in the heart of God. If you have a prayer request, as always, you can go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. We'd love to pray for you. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed, by what we have done and by what we have left undone. We have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways. To the glory of your name.
Holy, Lord God Almighty.
You are holy, 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 the one who was, the one who is, and the one who is to come. Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. My God, I put my trust in you. Let me not be humiliated, nor let my enemies triumph over me. Let none who look to you be put to shame. Let the treacherous be disappointed in their schemes. Show me your ways, O Lord, and teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. In you have I trusted all the day long. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and love, for they are from everlasting. Remember not the sins of my youth and my transgressions. Remember me according to your love and for the sake of your goodness, O Lord. Gracious and upright is the Lord. Therefore he teaches sinners in his way. He guides the humble in doing right and teaches his way to the lowly. All the paths of the Lord are love and faithfulness to those who keep his covenant and his testimonies. For your name's sake, O Lord, forgive my sin, for it is great. Who are they who fear the Lord? He will teach them the way that they should choose. They shall dwell in prosperity, and their offspring shall inherit the land. The Lord is a friend to those who fear him, and will show them his covenant. My eyes are ever looking to the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and have pity on me, for I am left alone and in misery. The sorrows of my heart have increased. Bring me out of my troubles. Look upon my adversity and misery and forgive me all my sin. Look upon my enemies, for they are many, and they bear a violent hatred against me. Protect my life and deliver me. Let me not be put to shame, for I have trusted in you. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for my hope has been in you. Deliver Israel, O God, out of all his troubles.
Holy, holy, holy. beginning is now and will be forever. Amen. Holy, holy, holy.
Gospel reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, 1 through 6. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him and all the region along the Jordan. And they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, amen. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God, amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. And I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day, he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray together collectively, this third Monday in the season of Easter in the church calendar. O God, whose blessed Son made himself known to his disciples in the breaking of bread, open the eyes of our faith that we may behold him in all his redeeming work, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Open the eyes of our hearts, Lord. Open the eyes of our hearts. Open the eyes of our faith, Lord, that we can see Jesus.
I'm going to lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give prompts. Continue to play. Pray specifically and by name for those in your life today. This time is your time to be before the Lord. So if you'd rather just sit in the presence of the Lord, to let his presence wash over you, please feel free to do that as well. Let's begin with our own hearts, our joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears, frustrations. Bring them all to the Lord. Bring them all to Jesus. He cares for you. Now, our extended families, our immediate families, lift them up, whatever that means in your life today. Acquaintances, co-workers, fellow students, whoever the Lord lays on your heart, lay their burdens before the Lord. What a joy, what an honor. Bless those who curse you. Pray blessing upon them.
Laying them down at your feet, oh Lord. Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty. Thank you.
grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. He is holy. He was, he is, he is to come. Unburden your hearts at his feet today. Amen and amen. Morning Prayer and Worship is a production of Steady Stream Ministries. Thank you for your support. If this ministry is blessing you, would you consider becoming a monthly supporter? BenWardMusic.com/donate.